אנחנו קוראים בספר תלמוד 10.
We're reading from Talmud 10 Sefirot volume 6 part 15 page Aleph Tav Shin Lametet Adam Kuf the words of the Ari. You can watch our lesson at kab.tv. Chosen relevant questions will be heard during the lesson. Talmud 10 Sefirot volume 6 part 15 item page Aleph Tav Shin Lametet Adam Kuf 100 the words of the Ari. And through the raising of man Abba ve'ima couple, and from the illumination of that coupling, they build and correct the Nekeva female, and they bring down to her other Mochin in the same point of her, and she grows, and other 9 points are added to her, and it becomes a complete partsuf of 10 sefirot, and she's standing with it back to back, achor b'achor, from his chazeh downward. And that construction is done through the dropping of sleep on zer anpin. Again, Adam Kuf, the words of the Ari. And through the raising of these man, Abba ve'ima are coupling, and from the illumination of that coupling, they build and correct the Nekeva, and they bring down to her other Mochin in the same point of her, and she grows, and other 9 points are added to her, and it becomes a complete patsuf of 10 sefirot. And she's standing with him ach be'ach, back to back, from his chazeh and below. And that construction was done by the dropping of sleep on zer anpin. Item Kuf, inner light. They build and correct the Nekeva, and they bring down to her new Mochin. And she is standing with him ach be'ach, from his chazeh and below. Seemingly, it contradicts what is explained above in this part, that Zer Anpin builds the Nukva in the meaning of Butzina de Kardinuta, the Nakiv Nekev, from the behind of the chazeh, and from there she receives her 9 sefirot from the chazeh and below, ach be'ach, back to back. And here he says that Abba ve'ima build the patsuf of Nukva ach be'ach from the chazeh and below of Zer Anpin. Indeed, it was already explained in the adjacent item that the mochin of the construction of the Nukva emerged by the incorporation of Zon in Abba ve'ima in the meaning of man. Only the Nukva, the female, cannot receive them straight from Abba ve'ima, only through Zeranpin, which awakens in himself the masach of the bechina of his katnut, which is called butzina de kardinuta, and through there he measures for her the mochin of her vak, and the matter of this tiny hole which was made in the behind of her chazeh for her sake was already thoroughly explained. Ach be'ach, back to back, from his chazeh and below, and that construction was made by the dropping of sleep on zer anpin. Seemingly, it contradicts what it says above, that through the dormita, through the sleep, the construction of the nikeva was made ach be'ach in equal degree. However, the matter of dormita, sleep, means raising man, and every raising of man can be called dormita and sleep, meaning the departure of the gar above to Abba ve'ima and its incorporation there in the masach of Abba ve'ima. It turns out below he has only the bechina of the guf without any mochin. However, only the bechina of kista de chayuta, which is just a small reshimo from mochin of gar. Therefore, even now, when Zer Anpin raised man for the purpose of mochin devak, of the nukva, from the bechina of ach be'ach, back to back, from chazeh and below, it is also called the raising of man The raising of man is also called dormita, sleep. However, there is no separation here, for there is no separation of achoraim, only in mochin of gadlut of the nukva.
We have something to add in questions and answers. Kuf Nun Bet 152. Please.
Question Kuf Nun Bet.
Taf Taf Nun.
The question is in page Taf Taf Nun. Question Kuf Nun Bet, what is the meaning that the Nukva doesn't need Zer Anpin? And the answer is in page Aleph Taf Taf Samech. Question Kuf Nun Bet, what is the meaning that the Nukva doesn't need Zer Anpin? The level of Nukva is the place of her elicitation, which is in Rosh of Zer Anpin on the Bechina of Malchut of Ima, which is not included in Mochin of Zer Anpin for the purpose of his Mochin. And on that Malchut of Ima, in the incorporation of Itra de Gvura in the Rosh of Zer Anpin, emerged the Mochin of Nukva. And this Malchut of Ima, in which the Nukva holds on to, is unfit for Mochin because she is the Bechina of Tzimtzum Bet, the second restriction. And the Mochin which come out on her is only through her incorporation in Itra de Gvura de Zer Anpin. Therefore, she is considered to need Zer Anpin, meaning the illumination of his Itra de Gvura. Without that illumination, she has no mochin of gar. Therefore, she is smaller than him, because her mochin are the result of his mochin, and through their illumination, they come. However, the mochin which she receives while she is in the achor, in the behind of Zer Anpin, which complement her level equally with Zer Anpin in his behind, the place of their elicitation is in Abba v'Ima of Ab, which are in the place of Gar de Arich Anpin, meaning in the same place where Zer Anpin receives his mochin, and they are not at all from the Bechina of Rosh of Zer Anpin. Therefore, she doesn't need him, meaning she doesn't need to receive an illumination from his Itra of Gvura, because she receives from the upper Ima herself like Zer Anpin.
In the reception of Chasadim, but in the reception of Chokhmah, she's incapable of anything. And thus, she returns to unity with Zer Anpin, connection with Zer Anpin. What does it help? How does it help her? It helps her receive all the kelim, and afterwards, it herself, to be in the kelim of the middle line, only. Meaning a scrutiny of the whole 100% of the kelim, and a correction on only a part of those kelim, on the 100% of them, meaning on the use in order to bestow. And whatever isn't corrected is she limits herself. There's a question, why each time that a partsuf comes to some application, partsuf is called neshama, soul, that it needs to be in a limitation? No, it has a stony heart, it can't receive in order bestow for the purpose of correction, and only afterwards it'll be corrected. And then why that same stony heart that now reveals, so also it we correct? Why do we need to correct the whole Galgalat of Einayim, or the Achapim of ascent, and the stony heart? No. So what's the truth? The truth is that there's a few reasons. Other than that, what we've talked about, which is a great weight of the stony heart, that in Gemar Tikkun, everything that was possible to correct, in ascent it was corrected, in Atilut and Bia. It seems to me that sometimes the main argument here, I haven't found, I don't think there's any support for this, but it seems to me that in that way we're only correcting a part, it urges us with an additional chisaron, an additional deficiency, and thus this limitation works for the best. Not that a person makes calculations within the will to receive, within his will to receive, whether to receive it or restrict it, or to receive in order to bestow, but in that he makes these differentiations within his desire, upon the desire and upon every single part, that this is Galgalat of Einayim, this is Achap, this is in order to receive, that's in order to bestow, that's bestowal in order to bestow, in that he makes those differentiations in the desire, and those differentiations precisely come from having that desire in the stony heart that helps him attain limitations, boundaries, and because of those boundaries we have a feeling, a gap between this and that, and that's why it was done like that from the beginning.
Adam Kuf Nun Aleph, page Aleph Tav Shin Nun Mem. Sorry, Kuf Aleph, Kuf Aleph. Adam Kuf Aleph, page Aleph Tav Shin Mem, the words of the Ari. And the reason of their clinging now as Ach Beach, what didn't happen in the beginning while she was as a point, because she was with him panim bepanim, face to face, in the end of his yesod. And the reason is that every bechina of achor are dinim, judgments, and these are the names of the Creator as known, and the klipot, the shoals, they creep on to those achoraim, which are the name Elohim as known. The King of God, King over the nations, as mentioned in Saba Mishpatim. Again, Arim Kuf Aleph. And due to their clinging now in the Bechina of Ach Beach, back to back, what didn't happen in the beginning while she was a point, because she was him face to face, panim bepanim, in the end of the Yesod in him. The reason is that every bechina of achoraim are dinim, judgments, and they are the names of Elohim, Creator, as known. And the klipot, shells, they grip onto those achoraim, which are the name Elohim, as known, in the meaning of the Creator ruled over the nations. Kuf bet, the words of the Ari. And if before the emergence of Adam HaRishon, Zon were Bechina of Panim Bepanim, face to face, their Achoraim were revealed, and the Klipot had a strong grip on them. Therefore, in order to not have a grip of the Klipot in their Achoraim, they had to cling Ach Beach completely from the Chazeh of Zeranpin and below. And then the klipot cannot enter meanwhile in order to have a grip there in the achoraim, and every achoraim of the nekva, they are covered, but the achoraim of the zachar, male, from the chazeh and above, they were revealed. Again, Arim Kufbet. And here, If prior to the emergence of Adam HaRishon, Zon were panim bepanim, face to face, their achoraim were revealed, and the klipot had a strong grip in them. Therefore, in order for the klipot not to have a grip in their achoraim, they had to cling ach be'ach, back to back, completely, from the chaze of the anpin and below, as known. And then, the klipot cannot enter, meanwhile, in order to have a grip there in their achoraim. And every achoraim of the nekeva are covered, but the achoraim of the zachar, the male from the chaze and below, were disclosed, revealed. Kufbet, inner light. They were clean completely from the chaze of the anpin and below, but the achoraim of the zachar, male from the chaze and above, were disclosed, revealed. The matter of that clinging is because both of them are using one wall of whole of their anpin. Then the netzach and hod of their anpin are considered to be one guf, and there is no revelation to the bechina of netzach. And this entire clinging of netzach and hod into one guf is only for the purpose of the nukva, female. But for the bechina of Zer Anpin itself, even then he has mochin of neshama. And the netzach and hod were already considered to be separated. And this is what it says, but the achoraim of the zachar from the chazeh and above were revealed. Because he for himself is already in the bechina of gadlut. And in mochin of gadlut there is no grip to the externals as known.
But on the other hand, we need to understand, if Achoraim is not revealed, it doesn't attract. There's less interferences. So in such a way, if it's revealed, so he sees his will to receive as being bigger. It attracts him to some place, something, he's doing something. Meaning the restriction of the achoraim of, or the revelation of the achoraim is according to the degree of a person. In order to awaken him to corrections, so the achoraim are revealed, and in order to give him more completeness in the place where he's found, so the achoraim is not revealed. And also toward others from nukva, how can it adhere, or the opposite, it works in order to make calculation upon itself, and even though it is pushed away from the lack of the lights and the darkness, so then it is pushed away by itself and not from what the darkness illuminates upon it. You know what achoraim is, also towards itself and also towards others. Towards itself, from above, the light illuminates upon the achoraim. I see how much it's opposite from the light. I repel it. My desires that are revealed, I see that it's bad for me. That's good. It's a scrutiny. It could be that the revelation of achoraim only attracts me to that in which I want to be in these desires of the achoraim. And that's a big interference. And that's certainly for a need, for the intention, and for the request for help. Meaning the revelation or the concealment of the achoraim, as it's talking about here, there is a key here to many operations, also in the partzuf itself and also toward other partzufim. Meaning, don't think that just our kelim, our desires to receive, we need to close them, restrict them, and afterwards we'll take them when it'll be coercive. We need to play with them in a lot of episodes in such a way where they'll aim us towards the truth. precisely because of the revelation of Achorayim and being despaired in our current state, we start looking for the light. So, Kelim of Achorayim have importance, great importance, in the work of a person. They make a person clarify himself, scrutinize a person, aim him towards good or bad, because these are his natural kelim. Yes, amikam.
That difference between the Anpin, which feels as if he's a Choraim or from his Chazen below, and the Nukva, where the entire of the Achoraim of Nukva are covered, and he's not saying the Achoraim of the Chazeh, that is because the Nukva doesn't have low ones to which she can bestow. She's not built for that. Her entire bestow is to the upper ones.
Tetz Tachlanot of Nukva can be below in the worlds of Bia, so why not?
But this is due to the breakage and not because she chose to induce upon them.
No, so I'm asking you like this. How can the Nukva bestow to the lower ones, to the Tachtonim, those who are in Bia? Does it have connection to them? Or is it only a partial connection? Where, how this goes to Bia, it goes above the Parsa, right? That's all?
It seems that somebody is rising, and this is how it looks like.
No, it's not like this, because otherwise we wouldn't have been awakening. Otherwise, what would we be?
So why does it seem as if the Nukva...
Because all the Patsufim are below the Patsa. The others are disappeared, but we haven't studied yet. But no, that the Tet Tachtonot, the Tet lower ones, nine lower ones, do you know what it is? It is completely...
A point that remained from the breakage.
Everything remained below, and it doesn't disappear. There's nothing, there's no absence in spirituality. Through that it awakens us. Other than that, we're a beast.
But there's some difference between the Achap of Zer Anpin, which we said that it is from the Chazen below, to the Nukva, which is the bottom nine, her entire bottom nine. And we've learned that this is because of the breakage and not because she chose to do that.
It doesn't matter whether it chose it or not. Afterwards it chooses in order to bestow to others, because others cannot, these other souls can't understand otherwise. So very good that it was broken. You're saying very good that I understand them, that I have broken kelim, that I can play with them, that as if I am the great corrected one. And so what I do is I make a criminal of myself and lower myself to your level. Isn't it good that we can't be friends? Because once I was a criminal just like you. You see, it's necessary. Otherwise, what would the connection be between upper and lower ones if the upper couldn't clothe upon the lower?
But this is the wisdom of Malchut, evidently. To start with, she wants to have contact with the upper ones.
Why?
Because she yearns for the upper one.
She herself yearns for the upper one?
We've learned a second ago that her entire bottom nine, they rise to the Anpin as far as the latter are concerned.
But the inner intention is that they have to exit from Bia.
So this is something else?
Not something else. Because this is why Bia is there. This is the reason for all the actions. All these names are its body. It's etzim.
Essence.
It's essence. What does it have to do above if not to correct itself? And to correct itself is to correct the lower ones that are in Bia.
Superficially
you can say anything you want, but the reason for these actions, it's truly because of the lower ones.
Yes.
It seems as if there is a purpose which is hidden. It's clear that the entire structure...
No, it's not concealed. The purpose is to correct all the kelim. What the...
So why do we need this concealment above the chazeh for? Below the chazeh, this is bestow. Below the chazeh is the revelation of chokhmah. So why do we need that place where there is no revelation and perhaps there won't be?
Without the kelim of ashpa, of bestowal, you can't come to the kelim of reception. You can't have achap without galgalta ve'enayim. You need to incline to them, and then afterwards you'll descend. And the whole body can only be from galgalta ve'enayim, from the kelim of bestowal. How can that be? Let's continue. Where are we?
Page Aleph Taf Taf Nun Gimel. Question Reish Nun Tet. Page Aleph Taf Taf Nun Gimel. Question Reish Nun Reish Yud Tet. Reish Yud Tet. Question Reish Yud Tet. Page Aleph Taf Taf Nun Gimel. Why isn't there zone Ach Beach only from Chazen below and from Chazen above? Its achoraim remains revealed, and the answer is in page taf tef taf taf ein reish yud gimel, the same as in the reish yud tet, because there is no grip to the externals only in a place where is a deficiency of lights, and since mochen of sag are not enough for God for the small zone, therefore there is a grip to the external ones in their achoraim, and they need to be cling on ach be'ach in the meaning achoraim boita. But from chazeh of zerayin pin and above, where he has gar
completeness, there is no gar there, gar of light. It's completeness, because there are the kelim of chasadim, and he has chasadim.
There is no grip to the externals, and the achoraim can be revealed.
What is achoraim, revealed achoraim? What are externals? The desires of that same partsuf, which is outside of kedusha, holiness. It's called external. That cannot now aim itself in order to bestow. So there's no choice. You close them. And as we talked about, this limitation, this boundary where you know up until here and no more, this gives us discernments in boundaries, in gaps between things. We reveal qualities, new qualities, different qualities, where the creature, where the creator, what is the difference between all these flavors? All that is in the boundaries themselves. Only in the boundaries, sorry. Yes, Gil.
If we will go back to the exercise of before, which intention should we have now with all the tamim, with all the boundaries and all?
The nukva above us stands to correct us, and that's the desire, and we need to connect to it. Malkut de'atzilut, that's all. With that intention, let's go to the next part.
Let's move on to the next part of the lesson, but let's sing a song together first.
עכשיו אנו אומרים נעשה
עכשיו אנו אומרים